Writer Anne Castanel has studied the origins of the much-loved folk song Shenandoah, and she lays out a number of different possibilities. First, the song might be about the Shenandoah River and the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia and West Virginia, the lyrics expressing a longing for the beauty and peacefulness of the river or the valley missed by early settlers and travelers during their journeys. Or perhaps the song was sung about the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia while the fur traders were working out west. Fur traders traveling along the Missouri River often sang ballads like O Shenandoah to pass the time, with the song's lyrics reflecting their homesickness and longing for the familiarity of the land they had left behind. Castanel concludes with these thoughts. Because the song was passed down orally and adapted by different communities, especially during the time of westward expansion, the meaning and origin of O Shenandoah could have evolved over time. As the song spread, new lyrics and versions were created, each possibly reflecting the emotional experiences of the singers, such as nostalgia, longing, or search for cultural identity in foreign parts of a country new to them. As folk songs like O Shenandoah were passed from one generation to the next, their meanings shifted, reflecting the lives of those who sang them and the times in which they lived. Castanel quoting musicologist Raymond Knapp. Those are appropriate thoughts for us as we review the phrase passed from one generation to the next. These are young voices singing Shenandoah. Each year, the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton celebrates singing and the passing on of the tradition from generation to generation. The 22nd Annual Generations Sing Concert will be presented this Sunday, November 16th, at 3 p.m. at Holy Rosary Church in Scranton, with guest choirs from around the region, choirs of different ages. Co-president Brenda Grunzo and music director and conductor Ann Manganello stopped in at the WVIA studios to talk about the ensemble and the concert on Sunday.
The Catholic Choral Society was refounded by Norbert Betty in 1949. His wife was a lovely soprano as well that sang with us, and it's a year anniversary today of her passing that we were talking about as well, and how much we miss her. But he decided that he wanted to bring, you know, live music and live concert and choral performances back with a focus on opera. So that was a lot of his stronghold. We recently celebrated our 76th season, and this will be our 77th season coming forward. And our concert presently coming up is the Generation Sing, which is a combination of different generations of singing. And one of our big focuses is to enhance singing in the youth and in children, and to let them know that, you know, you can sing throughout life. It's good for togetherness. It shows a lot about how you have better communication later, better memory, better interaction with people. So there's so many positive strengths about children singing, and we'd like to let them know that they could sing into adulthood.
And Anne, you always line up a number of different age groups, so it is Generations Sing.
Yes, definitely. And so this year took a little while, but we do have our generations. So we have from St. Mary of Mount Carmel an elementary school choir, and their director is Mrs. Kristen Polishin. And her students are from grades 3 to 6, and they have some wonderful pieces that they are preparing for us. And then we have Mid-Valley High School, the Spartan Singers. They are under the direction of Jonathan Mangoni, and Michael O'Malley will be accompanying for them. And for our college people, we have Michael O'Malley, who directs the campus choir from Scranton University. So he is going to have his group, the Campus Ministry Choir, perform for us. And of course, Michael is the director, and he will also accompany. And then I went to a wonderful concert just a couple weeks ago, an organ performance recital. And so Michael Soa, who has sung with us several times, he had a performance at St. John the Evangelist Church in Piston, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice to have a different venue and a different performance other than just choirs? And so we have Michael, who's certainly young, but not high school or college age, a little bit beyond that, and he's going to perform for us on the organ, one that's so familiar, I think, to everybody, the Toccata in D minor by Bach, and then a beautiful aria by Paul Manns, and then especially because it's so close to Thanksgiving, he's going to play a fanfare on Now Thank We All Our God. So I think that'll be a nice change for everybody and something that we are really looking forward to. And then, of course, we will be the adult chorus singing, the Catholic Choral Society. And our accompanist, Linda Houck, is not available this weekend, but Michael O'Malley will be accompanying for us this week and also accompanied by Monica Spishak with her wonderful percussion. So St. Mary's of Mount Carmel, they're going to be performing a spiritual of All Day and All Night. And then a very popular new piece, 10,000 Reasons, about blessing the Lord, they will play and sing, and also A Rightful Place by another popular liturgical musician right now, Steve Angrisano. And the Spartan Singers, they're going to begin with Solite, which is really a wonderful piece announcing about Christmas, but it's very festive, and it has in it Latin as well as German. So we're looking forward to that. And also Does the World Say, and a beautiful American piece, Shenandoah, and ending with the popular piece, Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In. And then for our Scranton University Campus Ministry Choir, they will sing Oceans, The Lord is Close to the Brokenhearted, and Carry the Light. So we certainly have a variety of music and styles being presented by all the different ensembles. And you'll hear the difference in the students when they're performing, from the youngest, you know, third grade, even up through sixth, and then high school, and then how much more mature even by the college people. And then, of course, we are the adults. And then the different sounds of the organ is something to look forward to. And Michael will be working on wonderful registrations for all of his pieces, too.
And Anne, you always are very sensitive to the time of year, and because Veterans Day is in November and also Thanksgiving, so you key many of your choices to the feeling of fall.
Yes, absolutely. We will be starting off with the processional, and we're starting off with a little bit of Spanish. It's a very upbeat piece to get us into position. Somos el cuerpo de Cristo. We come to bring the good news to the world. And so that will get us in place. It's very energetic, and I think that everyone will enjoy that. And then once we are in place, we're going to be singing the hymn for the Jubilee year. This is still our Jubilee year. It only happens once every 25 years, and it began December 24th of last Advent, and it does not end until January 6th of 26. And we did sing this when we were in Washington just on October 1st, and it sounded absolutely gorgeous in the Basilica, and I'm sure it will sound equally nice on Sunday, the Pilgrims of Hope. And that's going to lend it to The Sound of Silence, one of Paul Simon, if not his most famous and most asked for piece. The Sound of Silence, it starts off with a cluster of chords between the ladies and the men in dissonance, but it's beautiful dissonance, sounding very gentle and soft, and how it opens up into full chords. And then so many of the melodies that we are familiar with from the song, but we often think that sometimes all the noise and the loud sound you hear, but yet it's in the peacefulness, it's in the gentleness that you hear the Lord speaking. You get the wisdom just from the sounds of silence. And so once we have established, in fact, it will end with a surprise of silence, then we are going to go from that into Sing Out My Soul. Mm-hmm. Well, that is very different, very contemporary, many different parts, very difficult rhythms, with a wonderful story to tell. Sing out your soul with what you are about, and don't look for all the glory, don't look for riches, but again, look for the small things and be content and be satisfied with that. And that's where you really learn from, and you have more contentment in that way, rather than for going for the gold, or so to speak. Then after that, we are going to sing True Light, a little bit of gospel. True Light, and we have two verses. We're going to feature Brenda Grunz on the one verse, and our also Dr. Chuck Deck on another verse. But this is a wonderful arrangement, too, by Keith Hampton. I think the audience will enjoy that little difference. And then, yes, we are definitely going to do a patriotic piece. And so it's called His Truth is Marching On, and it combines several different melodies. In fact, we'll start off with the Battle Hymn of the Republic and the Glory Hallelujah and several different American melodies. America the Beautiful is in there, and even Shenandoah. And then one part where all the voice sections have their own melody. Somebody's singing the Marines hymn, somebody's doing the Navy hymn, little bits and pieces of it. And then we will end with His Truth is Marching On. It's a very glorious ending, especially at this time of year.
And what's so nice is that the little ones and the next little ones, and as they get older, they're hearing each of the ensembles perform, but then you bring them all together.
Yes, we have a combined piece. In fact, this year we have two. We're going to be singing Let There Be Peace on Earth, because we program so much ahead of time and so much controversy this year going on. I thought, what else could we do? I just think we need a song about peace. So we have Let There Be Peace on Earth that is familiar to so many people. But you know, that's such a solemn piece and has a beautiful ending. But I still wanted to end with something that was very upbeat and joyful. And so we are going to be singing You Shall Go Out in Joy. And hopefully by the time we finish with that, everybody's going to be going out in joy.
What's your favorite part of the generations, Brenda?
I think to see the looks on the faces of the younger groups, especially like the very young groups, when the combined piece starts and Anne has everyone lined up all around the church and you hear that almost surround sound, and it just seems to amaze them. And I think I have goosebumps right now just thinking about it, because I think that it's so heartwarming, and I think that their families light up, and it just definitely makes everyone really happy in the room. And I feel like it, again, it just lets them know, like, this is something you could do later on. You could do this forever. I just think it's so important for them to know that it's forever. And you can do it with anyone of any age. You know, singing is all of your life. So it's just joyful.
And with everyone placed around the church, it's like surround sound. But we put the little ones right in front of us, because those third grades, they will be small. But it's gorgeous when you hear everybody singing on both sides of the church. And we will be performing at Holy Rosary Church, a magnificent church for us, Mary Mother of God Parish, right on William Street in Scranton. And our concert is at 3:00, and it is free admission, and we will have a freewill offering. And we are very grateful for Father Edwards for allowing us to use his church.
Music director and conductor Anne Manganiello and co-president Brenda Grunza of the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton, speaking with us about Generations Sing 22, the 22nd annual Generations Sing concert, featuring this year the St. Mary of Mount Carmel Elementary School Choir, the Mid-Valley High School Spartan Singers, the University of Scranton Campus Ministry Choir, with an organ performance by Michael Soa of St. John the Evangelist Church in Pittston. And it is the Mid-Valley High School Spartan Singers who will actually sing Shenandoah on the program. The performance will take place at Holy Rosary Church, Mary Mother of God Parish, 316 William Street in Scranton, this Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m. Admission is free, but a free will offering will be taken. It's the Catholic Choral Society of Scranton and the Generations Sing 22 at Holy Rosary Church, 316 William Street in Scranton, Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m. For more information, on the web, CatholicChoralSociety.org. CatholicChoralSociety.org.